Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is April 24, 2024, and today is Wednesday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the U.S. markets get a bounce, but first, no major economic events scheduled for today. However, today we do have corporate earnings for Meta, formerly known as Facebook, and IBM. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, the major pairs bouncing versus the US dollar. And as we look at the indices, that inverse relationship continues with the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ bouncing and rebounding quite nicely. Now, looking at commodities, gold sells off while oil holding on to its gains and really unchanged. Now, looking at the stocks, pretty much across the board did rally yesterday. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin holding on to its gains. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. First with the EURUSD. Not a big bounce, but a decent bounce nonetheless. And we did say it was consolidating at that 106.30-ish level. So we bounced about 70 pips on the EURUSD. Now, the question is whether or not it's a fake kind of bounce, and then we're going to see ourselves back on our lows. And the thing is, you got to test this out with the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ, because remember, it's an inverse relationship, right? When the dollar gets stronger, the indices go down and vice versa. So right now, the indices are going up. That means the dollar is going down, and that's why the euro is going up here. Now, looking at the GBP/USD, a much extreme bounce here, and I would call it a spike. And here I would say it's more of a short covering than anything else, as this has been really weak versus the dollar. The GBP losing versus the dollar quite intensively. Now, looking at the Australian dollar also, we did get a much sharper bounce than what we saw before. So this may be just a short covering. Now, you got to keep an eye on the U.S. markets as well. But before we get to the U.S. markets, let's jump into commodities. Now, gold yesterday really just faltered, 2378 down to 2327. Now, it's not huge, okay? It's not a massive retracement, but, you know, enough, $50 for it to retrace is a pretty decent retracement there. Now, it's the first time we really had a week of a retracement so far, okay? Since this week started, we're Wednesday. We got another 2 days going. So this may be just a breather. Now, remember, we're in all-time record highs anyway. So there's no real retracement support level to really, you know, back ourselves up to. I mean, the next one is 2090, which was our all-time highs before. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, looking at crude oil, just hanging on to its gains, really unchanged day to day. And jumping into the U.S. markets, where it gets interesting. Looking at a one-hour chart, that's a sharp push off, okay, sharp spike, as this is really just has been battered from that 40,300 level. My estimation is that we'll rally back to 39,200-ish level, okay? That's where I think we'll get back to. That 200-day moving average is a good spot for that. Now, looking at the NASDAQ, also a nice spike as lots of companies coming out with their earnings, like IBM, and also Meta coming out today. So let's take a look at Meta before we jump into anything else. It's been trading within the range of 470-ish level. High is 530. We're almost at that midpoint. Okay, 500 would be giving us that midpoint. Okay, somewhere in that range is where we're going to be trading today. Now, there could be some surprises today. And if there are any surprises, you want to be on top of it. So keep that in mind. Meta is going to be trading quite erratically today. Now, jumping into the banks, this is where it gets a little bit interesting. JP Morgan, which had a huge gap down and then sold off, kind of faked us out. And now is closing in on that gap down. And we may see it actually fill in the gap. So keep that in mind, as this is something to look forward to. If this is going to hit its new highs or come back to its highs, or it may just fill in the gap and then sell off. Okay, so just keep this in mind, all right? A lot of opportunities coming up with JP Morgan right now, all right, as this is closing in on that gap. Okay, so keep this on the radar because it is trading. Now, Tesla came out with its earnings reports yesterday. It did trade higher in after hours trading. However, it's on all-time new lows for the year. So keep that in mind as Tesla is really struggling here. Now, looking at the other major corporations, Alcoa really traded nicely as it's rebounding at that $36 range. Okay, but if we look at a weekly chart, we still have way to go. Okay, so with that said, okay, it's still kind of challenge with this upper level. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, looking at Intel, all right, this is where it gets really interesting. Intel has been really, really very weak. As you've seen, it's retraced. We're looking at a daily chart. Just give you a perspective. We're looking at a weekly chart first. And so as we're retracing, this would be a supportish level for Intel. Now, stocks are not trading altogether, okay? Because if we look at Amazon, it's relatively still strong, okay? Just off of its highs by 10 points, okay? However, Microsoft coming out with its earning reports this week also. So keep that in mind. 407 where we're trading above that $400 is using it as a supportish level as well. Now, lastly, let's take a look at Bitcoin as that has also held on to its gains at 66,000. Okay, now we do have resistance as we get up above 68,000, so just keep that in mind. All right, but we're in that midpoint, so really no jumping into this right now. Do expect the markets to be choppy today, especially with the earning reports coming out today, tomorrow, as we get into next week as well. This is Fed Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.